So I wanted to ask each of you out there in podcast land if you've heard of the new way of doing mathematics in Carmel, Indiana. If you've got a son or daughter attending Carmel Clay Schools, you probably should know about it, you know, because it's totally endorsed by probably the most important five people in the Carmel Schools District. And that would be Layla Spannenberg, Pamela Knowles, Katie Browning, Lynn Zeng, and Michael Kirshner. I hear Kirshner is probably the biggest proponent of it, and he endorses it. And I've also heard it's endorsed by the Human Resources Department. They really like it, too. It's a genre of math that they really think will be awesome. And it's basically, it's saying that less is more. So, yeah, apparently, I don't know whether it's the new way you have to answer questions on SAT tests to get into college or what, but apparently less is more. And apparently you can now, like if you get 3 out of 24 on a test, you know, you might get looked at by Duke as a student. You might get looked at by Yale, Dartmouth, Columbia, Harvard, Brown, Pennsylvania, Stanford, Notre Dame. All those schools are going to want to take a look at you. But if you get 21 out of 24, that's just way too divisive, and you're probably going to be considered a very divisive student. And, yeah, you probably might not even get to go to college if you get 21 out of 24 on a test. You know, that's, I mean, yeah, 87.5%, that's pretty good if you ask me. But apparently in Carmel, they're endorsing a new math where the 12.5% is the new standard. Another example would be like, let's say you have a girl on the basketball team or a boy on the basketball team that makes 3 out of 24 three-pointers. You know, they're going to be looked at, if they're a guy, by Mike Krzyzewski and Duke, and, you know, they're going to be looked at by Tom Izzo, Jimmy Boeheim, Roy Williams, Bill Self. Those awesome college coaches are going to be like, come play for me, and we'll offer you. And pro scouts like my buddies Walt Perrin and Chet Kingler are going to be like, hey, that kid is amazing. But if you make 21 out of 24 three throws or 21 out of 24 shots in a game, you're looked at as, that would be just way too divisive for the team, and way too divisive for any college or pro team that might recruit you. So you probably won't get that chance to be recruited. If you're a teacher and you're taking a class vote, if 3 out of 24 students say they want to play Pictionary and 21 out of 24 students were to say they want to play Monopoly, according to the new Carmel math, go with the 3 out of 24 and click Pictionary, because the, you know, it's just too divisive, the class situation. And, yeah, you'll have to go with the 3 out of 24 Pictionary. Another example would be like, say you're a coach, you know, and you win 3 out of 24 games. You're going to be, you know, say it's the Carmel volleyball coach. You're going to be looked at in the same realm as a Steve Shondell, Dave Shondell, you know, the Shondell brothers, the huge dynasty. I think it was Steve, maybe it was Dave Shondell, I forget which one. coached at Muncie Lewis, but he was a coaching legend. Now there's one that coaches at Purdue. That might be Steve Shondell. That's one of the Shondells. And then Kyle Shondell coaches at Huntington. But, yeah, so with the new mathematical system, you want to win 3 out of 24 games and not 21 out of 24 games. Because 21 out of 24 games, that's just way too divisive. And you'll probably be looking for a new place to coach. You might have to not even be a coach because, yeah, it's just too divisive. So, Congo parents, I highly suggest that you start educating your kids in this mathematics, you know, because Congo, let me look up on the Congo Clay School website. I don't even know when school starts this year. Right now it says it's the Ice Duck summer retest window. So I guess school, I don't know. What did it say? Shouldn't it say like first day? I don't even know. Okay, we'll have to. 2018-19 calendar. That might be what I want to go to. Okay, so August 14th, 2018 is the first student day. And that's the kind of math you probably need to know on that day. You probably need to be thinking mathematically just like that. The human resources person, or the people, department, they're on board with this mathematics, and so is the school board. And I would imagine much of the other staff is as well. So, yeah. You want to get 3 out of 24, not 21 out of 24. You know, less is more, and less wins, and less is of greater value. And I don't know if they're going to start doing that within the city as well. But in light, so if you pay $3 out of $24 of your sewer bill, that's seen as awesome. But $21 out of $24, you know, you didn't do it right. What's another example? If you're a Congo city councilman and you go to 3 out of 24 meetings in a year, maybe they only have 12 meetings, I don't know, but that's much better attendance than 21 out of 24. And the list goes on and on. It's a phenomenal new way of mathematics that I think is sweeping the state. Or at least Congo, Indiana. I don't know if it's sweeping the whole state. I haven't heard about that being the norm in Warsaw yet. Or in Lyland yet. Or in South Bend yet. Or in Southwest Allen County Schools in Homestead yet, but maybe that will someday become the case. So yeah, this podcast is going up on iTunes, and hopefully some of you Congo parents listen to it before the school year so you can help your kids in mathematics this year, because this is the new way of doing mathematics in Congo, Indiana.